Artificial intelligence is being put to controversial new uses every day. Suppose it was entrusted with the justice system. Movie critic Bob Mondello says that is the premise of a new thriller called Mercy.
It is 2029, just 3 years from now, and Detective Christopher Raven is the poster boy for a new law enforcement initiative.
We live in a world where murderers walk free, in a justice system bogged down by red tape and human error. That all ends with mercy. A judicial system powered by artificial intelligence. If you commit a capital crime, you have 90 minutes to prove your innocence to an AI judge, or you will be executed.
So imagine his surprise when he awakens at the film's start.
What the?
Hungover and shackled and facing.
Get me out of this chair.
An AI avatar on a screen.
Detective Raven, I'm Judge Maddox, and this is the Mercy Capital Court.
Worse still is the accusation, the murder of his wife, an event he learns of as she shows him police body cam footage of their blood-spattered kitchen.
I'm not guilty. I can't be. I wouldn't hurt her.
Based on available evidence, I have already judged your probability of guilt to be 97.5%.
But there's good news, accompanied by flashy graphics.
This is the Los Angeles Municipal Cloud. Every private citizen and organization is mandated by law to connect their devices to it. I have full access to the servers during trials. You may use any and all resources available to this court to provide me with evidence of your innocence. Should you be found guilty, you will be executed in precisely 90 minutes. Your trial will now commence.
No. RoboCop, but RoboCourt? Or maybe Minority Report with its precognition technology replaced by AI. Kind of a nifty premise, except that no one involved seems terribly intent on interrogating the central notion of AI fallibility, considering that one of the chief problems with artificial intelligence in the real world is that it keeps making stuff up. It's weird to hear Detective Raven, played by Chris Pratt, argue that it should make more wild guesses.
And I'm beginning to think this court could do with a little human intuition.
This court deals only in facts.
The facts aren't where the investigation ends, it's where it starts. Facts are black and white. The truth is always in the gray in between. I guess his court overlooked that. Or were you just programmed wrong?
Filmmaker Timur Bekmambetov doesn't really care much either way, as long as he can indulge his fondness for cramming screens within screens, quick cutting from doorbell cams to iPhone screen grabs to computer searches. He can't quite paper over holes in the plot, but with enough frantic editing, he can distract you from the really dumb stuff.
She was seeing someone. How's my guilt looking now?
It has risen to 98%. You just provided me with a strong motive of why you murdered her.
Bekmambetov does give the film a certain propulsive quality, which is not nothing, considering that his hero spends most of the movie strapped to a chair, and the judge, played icily by Rebecca Ferguson, isn't allowed emotions. A smartly choreographed chase sequence finally widens the focus.
There's a bomb in that trunk.
And at least turns the last act of Mercy mercifully brisk. But the overall effect is secondhand, sort of cinematic junk food. Roughly what you'd expect of a Minority Report knockoff that was crafted not by Steven Spielberg, who also directed Lincoln, but by Bekmambetov, who also directed Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I'm Bob Mondello.